In a world where people try to do stuff they don't know how to do. One man, okay, two men, are standing by with the best advice on earth.
Ow.
Well, most of the time. Welcome to the all-around home improvement hour. Now here's Charles Thayer and the man they call the Polish Powerhouse.
Horns.
Percussion.
Percussion. Jet engines. Here we go. Welcome back, everybody. It's the all-around home improvement hour right here on Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130. Every Saturday from noon to 1, we talk all things home improvement related. And today is going to be a good one. We got a lot of stuff lined up. Here we go.
All around, we get it done and we do it right.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the All Around Home Improvement Hour. I'm very honored to be your host. My name is Charles Thayer, and people call me the Home Improvement Slayer. Oh, yeah. Kind of refueling that energy right now.
Oh, yeah.
For all things home improvement.
The storm is coming.
That's right. Here we go. Here we go. Yeah. All right. We let that roll out for a minute, and then boom. And also...
and then boom.
The other voice you hear there is my counterpart, good buddy, business partner, friend, wholesome guy.
Thank you.
The Polish Powerhouse.
A little quick transition in music. Death metal to polka. Very soft transition. Very two relatable types of music.
This is merry-go-round music.
I feel like a polka should open for a hard rock band.
I don't know. I don't know how that'd work. I don't know. Open, and hopefully people don't fall asleep.
No, they wouldn't.
Okay.
They'd be slapping their knees and dancing.
I don't want to diss the polka, but there's only so much of it I can take, like 3 seconds of it, and then that's pretty much it. All right, listen. We're talking all things home improvement, and we have a great panel in the studio today. Really excited. Reuben Saltzman is back for 2 weeks in a row. Reuben, you just can't get enough of us.
I can't get enough.
Awesome.
I mean, you know, you let me host for a month, and I'm not leaving. Oh. And I don't care what's happening next week. I may just show up.
That'd be
great.
I'll just say I thought I was on, guys. Yep. What happened?
Careful, because that substitute hosting thing can just become like a regular thing. See, the idea is we give you a taste of it, right?
Yep.
And then we flood you with requests to do it all the time, right? You know, so
I'm your man.
Awesome.
I will be there.
Ruben's like, send payroll check to.
Exactly.
No, you know, you guys did a great job, and you know who else helps us out from time to time, and you guys would be a great combination is Mike Hilborn with Ruben.
Yes,
I've done it with Mike.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, he sits in your chair when we're together.
He does.
Well, he did that in a past life. Right?
Okay. Yeah, I think so. He's got some radio.
I want to say. Was it college or something where he was like a DJ or?
So I bet people really enjoy him as a host because he doesn't do all this extra small talk stuff. He's just like, all right, 1, 2, 3, ready, go.
Get into it.
What do you sell? What do you do?
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, and how do you do that? Okay, what's the price? Great. We heard it here on this. You know what I mean? So I love his style, but I just, if it's not fun for me, I don't want to do it. And so that we make this thing fun. To your left, Reuben, to my right, and completing the round table, the Knights of the Round Table here, we had Chad Gilman and Todd Carlson. Todd, a first timer on the show. Chad returning, but these guys represent our favorite siding manufacturer, which is LP Smart Side. Guys, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thank you. Really appreciate it and excited to be here today.
Yeah.
Thank you, Charles and Nick. Excited to be here for the first time and look forward to chatting with you guys.
Awesome.
Likewise.
Awesome. Yeah, thanks for being in, guys. Let's talk about a little bit about what we did over at our home at the Thayer residence.
What do you got going?
We did a remodel.
You did?
Yeah, and we're at the end of it. Thank God. We lived for 10 weeks in our ice castle.
Does it make you appreciate your home a lot more?
Oh, my gosh, so much more.
It's not like your ice castle's, you know.
No, it's not
terrible
by
any means.
It's not bad, but, you know, living in a camper for 10 weeks, you just want your home. You just, you know what I mean? Little basic things that you don't have.
So you're not giving up the house and hitting the road anytime soon is what you're saying.
No, we couldn't do that. No, I'd have to do Airbnbs. I couldn't live out of the ice castle for that long. But no, the kids stayed in the pole building. We stayed in the ice castle. The reason why we did that is because we wanted the remodel to just keep moving along and to get it done as efficiently and as accurately, whatever.
Yeah, they're not remodeling around you, right?
Correct. We didn't want to live in the dust. We didn't want to have things slow down because of us. And I really do recommend, even though it is painful, but I recommend if you are in the middle of a remodel to get out of the way, go do something, go on a vacation, go rent a home somewhere, mm-hmm. stay with relatives, whatever you got to do, live in your camper, get out of the way, let these guys come and go. It just doesn't pay to have to have them work around you. And then just the sheer mess and the constant cleaning up, trying to clean up when it's like, it's just so much more efficient. So it ended up really being great, but there were two lessons that we learned in this remodel. And don't get me wrong, our contractor was fantastic. We were lucky to have the gentleman work on it. Shout out to Darren McDonald from Due North. But with remodeling, there's two rules, and I think you taught me this, Nick. Two rules.
Yep.
What are they?
It always takes longer than you want.
Yes.
It always costs more than you want.
Yes, you got it. That's absolutely right.
It's everything.
Yep, and you will always get into arguments with your spouse over it.
That happens.
Every time.
Yep.
Yep.
So that's why you got to let them pick the stuff out.
You talk to some remodelers, and they'll say, some of my customers needed counseling after their remodel because they just get into it. Now that was another part of the reason. Like, I just didn't want to get into it with my wife. So getting out of the house, getting out of that environment, and then just reminding her, hey, it's going to be a mess. Guys are going to come and go. Sometimes guys are going to take breaks outside. You wonder why they're not working. Sometimes they're not going to show up till 11 a.m. You wonder, don't worry about it. Out of sight, out of mind. Let the GC worry about it, right?
Yes.
And you think she would know that.
That's good advice for everybody, I think.
Yeah, absolutely.
As hard as that is to do, right? Easier said than done, but
yeah,
I get it. That's a good point.
Yeah, and you don't have to call the GC every time you see something because chances are they're not done with the project and they're going to address that. That was the tendency we had. You know, we'd go in and look at something and be like, oh, I wonder if they're going to leave that way. You know, no. They're not. They're not done.
Right.
You know, just give them a chance, right? but you also need to communicate too. Something's off. They need to know about it. So I guess there's a balance there. But no, we're just happy to be on the home stretch here. We got a couple punch list items left. But we redid the floors. We redid the ceilings. We went from popcorn texture to a flat. By the way, it is very hard for them to get those ceilings
flat.
With no texture.
All the imperfections show.
I always thought that flat would be like the easiest and the cheapest. It's absolutely the opposite.
No. Yes. That would be knockdown.
Yeah, knockdown.
Or popcorn, I guess, pay someone to put popcorn on.
Yeah, who would do that?
I don't know.
But, you know, especially on a ceiling, because a ceiling is something where you look at the whole span.
Yeah.
You've got the light.
I was just going to say.
At the worst angle. I mean, on a wall, you look at a wall directly across from it, and you're not sighting the whole wall. It's like if you take a flashlight and you set it up against a wall and you look down the whole wall, you'll see there's imperfections all over that you don't notice from 6 feet away.
Studs that are crowned out you get
but
all
then
kinds
the ceilings,
of
ceilings. You're looking at it from a bad angle.
Yeah.
So I mean, your ceilings need to be finished way better than your walls are.
That's crazy. It really is that way. I didn't think that the flat ceiling thing was going to be great. I'm like, don't you need a difference between the ceiling and the wall? Don't you need it to contrast in some way, shape, or form? But let me just tell you, they look fantastic. Our home is now modernized. It looks really cool. We put these cove lights in the ceilings too, so there's coves in many of the rooms
with
LED strips, right? You can
change colors.
The kids have fun with all the colors. But you can sync all of them too. To
music?
Sync them to the same color.
Yeah,
right?
I know what you meant.
And
you have to go to the ice castle to sync it to music.
But they also tie these things to switches too, so we can get it on the color that we want. Put the remote away, because if you don't, the kids will lose the battery cover for it on every remote we have in the house. Put the remote away and just use a light switch. So now we have that cove lighting. It's really cool stuff, commercial grade stuff. I don't know. I wanted to talk about that because we haven't done an interior remodel in our home ever, and we are. And this is a home improvement show, so I thought it was relative.
Yeah. And you're moved back in.
Yeah, we're moved back in. And things are nice, yeah. And if we're happy. We're happy with it. We improved quite a bit.
Dogs are probably happy too.
Dogs are happy. My gosh. Four dogs, right? So dealing with them was a big deal. One's a Great Dane and three boxers. And so they had to stay in a certain room in the house, and then kind of we bring them out, and sometimes in the ice castle, sometimes in the pole building. But that was a big ordeal. But they were great. I don't know. It's very rewarding to go back to your home and have it be updated and renewed. You feel like you just did something great for the home and for your family and yourself. The whole experience ended up being a good one too. And the girls, the teenage girls, are very humbled now after living in the pole building for 10 weeks.
Yeah.
That was quite the slumber party out there. But now they're happy to have rooms.
Well, round of applause for making it through a major remodel.
Yeah. And yeah, not divorced and not, you know, something, people, whatever. Yeah. I don't know. Okay, we're up against a break. When we come back, more riveting home improvement topics right here on the All Around Home Improvement Hour.
Blower.
I've never heard this song ever in my life.
It feels like a song I'd hear on a movie. Like, movie's moving along, and they're, oh my gosh, it's so fun.
Like
whatever
skateboarding
we're doing.
And montage.
Yeah, we're on the
montage.
Beach throwing the football around.
Yeah, yeah, montage. Like,
right? No.
Gleam in the Cube. Remember that one? Remember that one?
No.
Keanu Reeves?
Yeah, Gleam in the Cube, right? That was the skateboarding one, right? Or was that the biking one? I don't know.
I don't remember anymore.
I don't know. Christian Slater. Gleam in the Cube.
Okay.
We have to Google that one. That's the old Googs.
No, you remember that?
No, I'm not following that.
Oh, okay. No, I'm not following it. Whatever.
You're the only one that knows what that is.
Christian Slater, man. All right. Who is that, by the way, Dubs?
That was the All-American Rejects.
Oh, okay. I would never have gotten that one. See, you're doing it to us. Anyhow, all right, we're back. It's the All Around Home Improvement Hour. We're in the studio here with the guys from LP SmartSide, Chad and Todd. And then we also have Ruben Saltzman with Structure Tech Home Inspections, which we're going to talk to him in just a second. And then the Polish Powerhouse completing the Circle of Trust. So, Ruben, talk to me, man. Defects, hot dog days of summer. We're right in the thick of it. It's hot. It's humid. It's sticky. What's going on with our homes?
All right. Well, you led into a good one. Let's talk about air conditioning and what homeowners can do to help with that hot, humid, sticky dog days of summer. There's basically three AC maintenance tips I'll share with you today. Number one is check the condensate line on your air conditioner. Air conditioner has two jobs. One is to remove heat from the air. The other is to remove moisture from the air. If it was just heat, we'd call it a house cooler. But, you know, it does two things. So all that condensate that it takes out, it's going to drain into a pan, and then it goes from there down this condensate disposal line. It's basically plumbing material.
Yep.
And it typically, in a Minnesota home, it's going to go down to your floor drain. Pay attention to that. Look at where it's going. Make sure that you don't have a garden hose coming off of your air conditioner. That's not an approved material. It'll work for a while, but it's got a much smaller inside diameter than what it's supposed to have. It's much more prone to getting clogged. And not only that, but make sure that your condensate line goes to your floor drain. I mean, if it goes in the utility room, basement area where kids are playing around, they might knock it loose. I've seen many homes get a big mess kind of draining into a finished area because some kid yanked on that condensate line and knocked it loose. And then it's leaking behind the furnace. And then behind the furnace, you've got a finished room maybe. And then you just saturate the floors for a long time.
Is that water good? Is that good water? Is that okay water? Is that toxic?
Well, it's better than, say, toilet water. but it's not going to be the cleanest. I mean, really, it's condensate from the air.
Sure.
But what happens is it all drains down this evaporator coil. And that evaporator coil is going to be filled up with gunk from the air. I mean, you've got a furnace filter, but a lot of gunk is going to make its way past the furnace filter. A lot of dust, a lot of debris. A lot of the time you can get mold growing on your evaporator coil. And so it's water that's run through all of that. So it's not super clean water. You sure wouldn't want to drink it. So it's
the evaporator coil. It sounds like a weapon out of Star Wars.
Yeah. And I bet it's a lot of water when it's running. Like, I mean, when it's this humid outside, right? It's probably not just like a dribble. I mean, if you have that thing disconnected or not going to the drain over a couple days' time, you could be talking gallons.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That's a lot of water.
But especially if you've got an air conditioner in an attic. Now, that's not very common in Minnesota, but if you've got an older Rambler where you've got a boiler for heat, you know, hot water heat going throughout the house, you don't have a forced air delivery method. You don't have all the ductwork. So the most efficient way to retrofit an air conditioning system is to put that air handler up inside the attic. And then, of course, you're dealing with condensate in the attic. So if you if you do have a condensate leak, that'll wreck your ceiling.
Yeah.
Your brand new flat ceilings.
Yeah, no, we're not going through that again.
Yeah,
looks like that's going to be that way for a while.
Yep.
So my advice there, check on your condensate drain periodically. Make sure it's all going down the drain where it should. Number two is check your filter. Now, we talked about how typically in Minnesota, you're going to have an air conditioner hooked into your furnace's blower fan. The furnace has a fan. It's going to blow that air throughout the rest of the house. And just like you do in the wintertime where you got to change your furnace filter every 1 to 3 months, you need to do it in the summertime too. And if you don't, your air conditioner is not going to do its job. It's going to have much less air flowing over it. The evaporator coil, that box above your furnace, is going to get way colder than it should.
Speaking of that, during this remodel, man, yeah, we were changing that thing every 2-3 weeks because all the dust and everything, it was just getting bad. So you got to remember to change
that. And you know that, all right, segue, I'm going to run out of time in my segment here now that you got me going on this, Charles, but
you're good.
We talk about new construction inspections. In a perfect world, that blower fan should never be running when there's any type of drywall sanding going on. When you got drywall dust in the air, you do not want that getting sucked into your ducts. Charles, I can only imagine.
It's all in the ducts. The ducts are dirty. They're not quacking.
So the ducts can be cleaned. But your evaporator coil, that thing we just talked about.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah, I don't have good news for you, Charles. I don't have good news.
Because
it's going to be covered with that gypsum dust, the drywall dust. And that stuff is acidic when it gets wet. And, well, I don't have any good news.
So what do I have to do? What do I do? Do I call High Road?
Call High Road, see what they can do.
Can they clean my evaporator coil?
The only way I know of cleaning it is to really like take that thing apart. I mean, maybe cut a big old access hole inside the evaporator coil and get someone to really clean the heck out of
it. First, you'd have to show me where it is. And then
it's in your basement.
Okay.
It's right on top of your furnace.
Oh, okay. All right.
So in a perfect world, this is a tip for anybody doing any drywall sanding, any of that. I know it's not comfortable when it's super hot outside, but don't run your air conditioner. Turn that fan off if you're doing any type of sanding, or if you're just doing it in one room, at least cover over the return ducts in your room so it's not sucking that drywall dust.
Yeah, it's great advice. That ship sailed.
All right.
So what's the next one?
Should have had me on the show earlier.
Yeah. I should have listened when you hosted the show.
All right, so change your filter regularly. If and you know, a lot of the time we say change it every month, but seriously, if you've got a filter that you need to change every month, if you've got a 30-day filter, it's a piece of garbage, and you should step it up to a better filter, a pleated filter. If you're spending somewhere upwards of $3 on your furnace filter, it's a much better filter. If you're buying the $1 filters, those are garbage.
The ones you can see through are no good.
That's right.
You're right. Yeah, you know, I'm in the $7-ish furnice filter.
You're in the right neighborhood.
Maybe like a little bit of allergy. You know, they put the marketing on the side and make you feel good about it, put a green leaf on it somewhere, and then you're like, ooh, I'm doing something good for somebody.
Yeah.
That's where I'm at. That's where I should be.
You know, you can buy the super expensive ones too, like the $20 filters, and they're fine as long as you're really religious about changing it. I mean, they market it as being able to filter all these allergens, but it's like, well, how the allergens get in your house in the first place.
Right.
And the purpose of a furnace is not to purify the air that you're breathing.
Correct.
It's to heat the air. So you're going to have those allergens in there either way. These super filters aren't going to make a huge difference in your indoor air quality. And the problem you have with those is that people forget to change them and they get restricted. They get clogged
Choke out the fan faster than the other ones. Yeah, yeah. So Robin with High Road says that those lifetime filters, those are her favorite. For her business.
Yeah, because it's good for business.
Because people use them and they, you know, the furnaces go out. So she loves them, but she'll never put one in. You know, she'd never give you one.
Yeah,
so
never.
What are your thoughts on those UV lights that they have inside of there that's supposed to help with the germs? And
I don't understand how you could possibly have stuff flowing past the light for long enough for it to make any effect at all. I think it's largely smoke and mirrors.
Mm-hmm. I mean, somebody's got to have science on this. Where's the science? Where's the data?
It does kill stuff. It'll kill mold and whatever else that sits in front of it for a while. I mean, they use it in industrial applications, but not in your residential furnace.
Not when so it just if goes it helps, by
it's
in
very,
two,
very
two
minimal,
seconds,
maybe.
Right?
Yes. Yeah.
My wife was convinced that it worked. We put one in our house. I could never tell you the difference
you're
of
still
before
here.
Or after. I am. So
well, there's your
did
proof.
Your allergies get any better?
Nothing changed.
Nothing changed.
No, not for me anyways.
What about you guys? You guys believe in that stuff?
Well, let's just say I'm a sucker too, and I have one of those as well in my house, the UV light. I couldn't tell you if they're working or not.
Yeah, I don't know.
If it does the job, but maybe it's more of a mental thing.
I know the
there's
light's
a lot
on.
Of, there's a lot of those things. Radon, mitigator. You don't know if that thing's working or not. I mean, it's blowing air, but you don't know.
Right.
Invisible force. You know, I mean, I don't know. What do? You just do it. You just spend the money. What about you?
I don't have anything too exciting. My house is all electric, though, so I got a heat pump and outside.
Oh, that, sure.
You know, the big thing that we run into in our neighborhood, got a lot of cottonwood trees.
Yeah.
Got to clean the baffles off.
Yeah, I bet.
Oh, you're stealing my thunder. That's tip number three.
I was wondering if I was going to step
you
on
were
your
touch. Yeah. No. That's good stuff.
I
love it.
So you take a pressure washer and apply very hard pressure.
You take your pressure washer and you put it away.
Yeah.
That's what you do there. And you get your garden hose and you get your sprayer nozzle on your garden hose and you gently spray it off.
Yeah,
and that's really all you need to do. And that really is tip number three, is make sure that the thing on the outside stays clean. And the way it works is it's taking all of the heat that it removed from the inside of the house. It brings outdoor air over it that's cooler than the heat that it took out, and it dissipates all that heat. But if you can't have that airflow, it's not going to work nearly as efficiently as it should.
So I'm curious, Ruben, why do air conditioners tip a lot of times towards the house? You notice that or start to lean?
They do.
And is that bad? And
They should be installed level. Once they're more than 10% out of level, that's where we get a little bit whipped up as home inspectors, and we say, look, you ought to fix this. But, I mean, any visible tip, we're going to point it out. And the reason, Charles, why it always tips towards the house is because when you build a new home, they're going to dig a big old hole in the ground.
Oh, yes, the soil is looser there, huh?
You're going ahead.
Oh, sorry.
Let me give you the long explanation, Charles.
I want to step on your touchstone, Holly.
Yeah. The soil, no,
you,
right?
You know where I'm going. Yeah, the soil settles around the house. And
is that the reason why they mount them?
House, you don't have that. That's part
mount
of
mount them
part
to
of
the
it,
wall?
Part of the reason to mount it is that you're not going to have it soiled. It's soil settling. It's always going to be level.
Yep.
Part of it is that technicians would much prefer to work at waist level than bending over the whole time they're working on it. And yet another good reason is every time you're mowing your lawn, your grass clippings or whatever is going to shoot up against that thing.
Mm-hmm.
Or over time, they start to settle. You get dirt. You get leaves. I mean, everything about mounting them is better for the air conditioner. And that's why pretty much any new installation we see is going
to
be mounted to
the wall.
I knew this one guy that had a trampoline that in a storm ended up flying around a neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
The trampoline did and hit multiple homes.
They ripped an air conditioner unit right off the wall.
It ripped one right. Yeah,
what
I'm not going to say.
Irresponsible
he's not,
homeowner.
He's a Polish guy.
That was me.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
So, but
that was a bad storm. 70-mile-an-hour straight-line winds. Just ripped it right out of the ground.
I'm not trying to put anyone on blast, but, you know, just saying. Anyhow, hey, we're up against a break. You're going to get a message from Fox News and also a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back right after this. All right, can we get the correct name of the artist? Got to go to Polish powerhouse.
Hootie and the Blowfish.
Survey says.
Correct. Ding, ding, ding.
Was he Hootie or was he the Blowfish?
Both.
Yes.
I don't think he was Hootie. I don't think he was like Hootie and then they were the Blowfish. I don't think that's how it was.
I don't know, actually.
Great question.
Yeah, I don't.
I had a friend call him Howie and the Goldfish.
Howie and the Goldfish.
I love it.
Hootie and the Blowfish, right? Yeah.
Now you're trying to think about it.
I am
might have happened
about
in Ice Castle last night.
I guess we have to get on with the show, I guess. All right. Sitting here, hanging out, Polish Powerhouse, myself. This is the All-Around Home Improvement Hour. We also have the guys from LP Smart Side, Chad Gilman, Todd Carlson, in with us, and Ruben Saltzman with Structure Tech. Ruben, can we switch gears here and talk to these LP boys?
please, let's do it.
All right, awesome. All right, guys. So as you both know, we've been big fans of LP. We offer it. We actually walk in the home with that as our first pick for any engineered or upgrade premium product for siding. We believe in it. And it's good to have representation from LP. It's good to have a rep. So if you're a contractor out there listening, this is a good time to really tune into this show because we're going to talk about the relationship between the two companies and why that's so important and how it ends up helping our customers out. But for people that haven't heard of LP SmartSide before, and I mean, if you haven't, then get out from underneath the rock, please. Yep. But for those people that just really don't know what it is or why it's special or why they should consider it for their next siding job, give us a snapshot.
Snapshot of it is it's a hardboard solution. It's engineered wood. We've had the same recipe since we came out with it in 1996. It's basically MDI resin. The special part of the process is SmartGuard process, which consists of MDI resin, marine-grade waxes, and then you got your zinc borate to fight the fungal decay.
Mm-hmm.
All three of those key ingredients go around each individual strand, which, you know what? It's wood. It cuts like wood. It nails like wood. It paints like wood. Because it's wood, it's just wood on steroids.
Okay.
And it's impervious to all the things that we associate with cedar and things like that on our homes.
Yeah.
Bugs.
Well, what I think is so crazy is that you can take a piece of this and put it, submerge it in a bucket of water and just about any other type of siding other than plastic, you know, vinyl, is going to take on water. And you would certainly think that this engineered wood would take on water. But apparently those waxes are so good, and the resins and whatnot, whatever the mixture is, the slurry of...
The SmartGuard.
Mm-hmm. The SmartGuard solution, right? Yep. Whatever it is, it keeps the material dry. I mean, the stuff just wicks right out. It's like that rain guard when you put it on your car, when you wash your car and you just see the water just bead off.
Ooh, Rain-X or whatever it's called, right?
Yep. Yeah. Shout out to Rain-X. That's what it feels like. And so,
absolutely. You know, when like your standard trim products are first being manufactured and you get SmartGuard on each individual flake, it's about 11 inches thick before it goes through our press. So as it's being compressed down to an inch, think of all the material that's going into each particular board,
right,
each particular piece of lap, every piece of your panel. It's an incredible amount of wood, and it's, I really call it, it's not just an engineered wood, it's an over-engineered product. It's going to last beyond its lifetime in my eyes, and had a number of contractors for the past 20-plus years utilizing it. Where you guys really take a step up is you utilize our resources too.
Mm-hmm.
Our field techs have worked with your crews, and at the end of the day, the number one thing that you know I always hit on is I can give you the best product in the world, and if it's a C or D crew, you're gonna have a finished product that looks like that.
Mm-hmm.
I can give you this with your highly trained crews, and it's gonna turn out great every single time.
Yep. No, that sounds spot on. And you guys also have a certification program or a ranking program for your contractors as well. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, it's within our Remodeler's Edge program, and you guys are on the master level of that, and it's a preferred contractor program. It's inclusive of the amount of product that you buy, as well as it has a lot of different offerings for your business to help you develop your business as well.
Yeah, so, continuing education, sales training is a lot of stuff we do. Typically in the winter months when it's slower, we focus more on that. But all the consultants and the guys and gals in the production department as well.
So do you guys know if you've taken over the market share? Like, I know you guys compete a lot with the fiber cement out there. It seems like those, you guys are two peas in a pod competing against each other in the same class of material, right? But do you know, have more builders and remodelers started to use LP over the fiber cement? Is that where you guys are at now? Because I know it was the other way around earlier on.
It's hard to get an exact gauge on it, mainly because one of our largest competitors, they do a lot on the commercial side.
Mm-hmm.
So being able to extract those numbers from each other is almost impossible.
Mm-hmm.
I do know that in my past life, This was my product of choice and one that I used over and over again with my contractors because, quite frankly, I had other opportunities and offerings, but this one my contractor never had to go back because they were taught the right way to use it.
Yep.
And it would perform time and time again, which made them obviously help us get some traction and them get some additional leads. Referrals are huge, right, gentlemen?
Yes. Best source of leads are a referral. Ruben, let's talk about the defects that we see on siding in general, because like Chad was saying, and these guys were saying, it's only as good as the install, right?
Yeah,
and so
absolutely.
I'll just point one out that I see. I see waviness and buckling on a wall when the spacing wasn't done right or the fasteners weren't done right. I see that happen. What are you seeing out there?
Yeah, we see that too. And you know, just to touch on that a little, what I've learned from doing this show is that you don't have spaces when you have two pieces butting up against each other, it's going to take on water and it's going to expand like once basically, right? Over a season. And once it's expanded and it's gotten to its size, it's not going to expand more. So if I go to a house that's say 2 years old and we got LP Smart Side on there and I don't see spaces in the butt joints, but there's no buckling, there's really nothing wrong there. Is that correct?
That's absolutely correct. I mean, I instead of calling them seams, I call them control joints.
Okay.
Because over the course of 18 months, our moisture content's going to go from 6% to 17 to 19.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we have to leave that control joint of 3/16 of an inch to ensure that it has proper room to acclimate, not just in the seams, but leading into the termination points, such as your corner posts inside and outside. And we've got very simple instructions that have been the same since the product came out in 1997, which makes it a very duplicable process for anybody.
We tell people on those control joints or seams, if you will, that kind of the rule of thumb with what we've seen, and this is based only on personal experience, 90% of the seams close about 90% or more. And sure. I think shade, tree coverage, you know, direction, obviously it faces. There's a lot of variables in there that can
50% of the time.
It works
every time. that's what that reminded me of. No,
the Panther.
No, we have it on our home. You know, we have LP Smart Side by a pre-finisher that isn't really pre-finishing anymore. We got a variegated color. Absolutely love the way that it looks.
Lake States, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, it's great. And our installer, who's now Eric, who's now a manager at All Around, a siding manager at All Around. He was the installer. You know, it was really nice to see, you know, you have an older home and he was able to shim out walls with the siding to make it all flat and everything and pay attention to those details. Sometimes we would see during the install process or a few days after pieces under windows, like so when guys had to rip a board to make them fit underneath a window, that was a board that might see some more expansion and contraction or more movement. So they had to do spacing on those boards or put more fasteners in.
Usually we'll use a finish nail underneath there, some finish nails, just to make sure it holds.
And to that point, Charles, I mean, I know something that LP has always had in their instructions is that anytime you've got any exposed edges, a cut edge,
paint.
It needs to be painted. Yeah,
yes.
Exactly. Above windows, butt joints, whatever it is, it's always got to be painted. And I always kind of shrug a little bit when we'd put this in our inspection reports. And, you know, we're detailed about that. We'll take the little dentist mirror and we'll look underneath where it comes down to the shingles. We'll make sure they paint it underneath all these areas. And, you know, as a home inspector, we got to report what is the condition, why does it matter, and what are you supposed to do about it? And the why does it matter, I've always struggled with that a little bit with LP, because I know the reason it's supposed to matter, it's to help prevent premature deterioration. You don't want it soaking up that water. But in the real world, I haven't seen that happen. So maybe you can
answer that. Lawyers.
Why does it even need to be painted? Help me with that one.
So kind of going back to the original portion, anytime it's at a termination point, such as an outside or inside corner, you could utilize caulking over the top of it instead of painting it. But a best practice would be to paint it and then put caulking on it, because caulking over the course of time does fail. The main reason why we require it is it's the only time that as far as painting that cut edge, it's the only time it's actually vulnerable. So if it's to get wet or any moisture on it, it may pull it in just a little bit and give you a little edge swell. So in order to stop that from happening,
Okay. Right.
If you have a good cut man, they're painting it before they hand that piece up to get put on the wall.
Sure. I believe that. I can tell you, a lot of people do not have good cut men.
Yeah. I doubt that.
I have 15 boards that have been sitting in the same spot for 8 years outside, unpainted on the back, unpainted on the
end. Oh, yeah, on the side of your...
Zero water. The boards are exactly the same. We could use them right now if we wanted to. I really should just dispose of them, to be honest with you.
No, save them. It's a good long-term experiment.
It's an experiment.
But they're protected because the paint is on the face of it. They don't have a cut edge to them?
So. No, they have the ends are exposed. You know.
Were they primed or were they painted to begin?
No, they were pre-finished.
All those edges were taken care of. That's why they're still okay.
No, the ends are not painted.
Okay.
Yeah,
you just got some cut-off pieces.
Yeah.
Saying.
Okay. I'm sorry.
They're all the same. It's a compliment to you guys because they just sit there getting rained on, and sun, beat up on, and everything. And oh man, they're all the same. I tell you what, we are up against a break. We'll be right back for the final segment of the All Around Home Improvement Hour. I know this song,
yeah.
And I don't like it, but I can't remember who sang. I'm just going to be honest. I forget. Once you guys say it.
Is it the Killers? Yeah, the Killers, yeah. He said?
Dang. Yeah.
I would have not got that. No, let's be honest.
You knew it?
I know the song, but I wasn't
going to like that song.
Yeah.
That's yacht rock stuff, man. That's yuppie stuff.
I don't mind that song.
Okay.
All right.
That's great. You know, you just killed the whole conversation.
That's not Charles Thayer, the Home Improvement Slayer music.
That's
my wife has this Pandora station called Yacht Rock.
Oh, jeez. Okay. I know. I don't want to diss all the Yacht Rock people out there, but that is not on my playlist.
I've never even heard that.
It reminds me of...
Yes, you have.
I really haven't.
Yeah, it's preppy. College-y.
I get it. Like, it makes sense now that I think
reminds
about it.
Reminds me of Dawson's Creek type stuff. You know what I mean?
How do you know that show if you didn't watch it?
Because of the stupid song in the beginning. No, I left it on just long enough to change
it. It was like a song like that. Yeah, rock.
I forget what was the song. Do
do do do do. Do 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 do.
Yeah, that's what it was. Something like that.
He's a word for it.
All right. Yeah.
Survey says.
Okay. Yeah. Believe it or not, we're on a home improvement radio show called the All Around Home Improvement Hour. Also, go to All Around to get an estimate on your next exterior project. We are an award-winning team. We're also the highest-rated exterior contractor in the Twin Cities. You don't believe me? Check it out. Try to find somebody more higher rated than us. You're going to spend a lot of time and waste your time because there isn't. 550 Google reviews. We're a 5.0 rating. We've won a lot of awards, and we're pretty good at this stuff. To showcase one of those projects, we have our featured project of the week, and that's the Polish Powerhouse's department right there. What do we got?
Okay, this was a roofing project in Eden Prairie. House was built in 2004. It was just time to replace the roof. The roof was bad. Had a three-tab shingle on it. They didn't want to mess around with having to do a roof again, so they actually went with Owens Corning has a flex shingle. It's an SBS shingle. Comes with a Class 4 hail rating and usually some sort of savings on your insurance.
You know about the flex, Ruben?
No.
You don't know about the flex.
No.
Can you learn him on that, please?
Yeah, it's the polymer the shingle's made up of. It's an SBS versus an asphalt, so it's incredibly durable. In fact, you can kind of almost take the shingle and sort of crumple it up and pull it back out, and it holds its original shape.
It's an asphalt shingle that you can crease and bend and put it back, and it's this same, some sort of rubber inside.
So you could... Break magic. It, right? But, I mean, it compared to a regular shingle, it is like, it almost doesn't even seem
we
real.
We need to get some in the studio.
Yeah, when you're playing around with one and holding it. And...
You're also one of those guys. You nerd out on this.
Oh, absolutely.
You and Nick. Why don't you guys hang out on the weekend?
More.
It's cool. We actually got to go to the factory and do, like, some testing on it when it came out. And then, like, showing us different types of ridge cap. And they had a little demo set up, so we got to put, like, some shingles on. One of the things I'll say about it is... colder temperatures, if you're doing a roof later in the fall, it's the seal power of it is incredible.
Really?
Yeah, definitely. Okay. You could install that probably closer to the 40-degree temperature without having issues of it actually sealing down.
Nice, great. So check out that project on Facebook. You know what? It's the last segment, and we don't have much time left, so let's continue the conversation here with the guys from LP SmartSide. In particular, I'd really... like to hear from you, Todd, who, by the way, you're our new rep now, right?
I am your new rep.
Okay, should we get to know him or should we not get to know him that well? Because it might change so quickly.
I've been to lunch with Todd.
You know, I kind of took over, okay. but I better hand it over at this
point. No, it's pretty cool. So, Todd, what I like to do with people, you know, guests of the show, first-timers, is really get to know them better and get to know what makes them tick. What is it? What's the passion? What makes you tick? Why do you love what you do so much?
Oh, great question. So,
all right, that's enough of that. Just keep moving. Everybody here knew that was coming.
I did, definitely.
Because we do that all the time.
So. I like it. That's good.
Anyway, no, tell us why YLP for you, and how's it been? What do you like about your job?
Yeah, so why YLP? So I've been in this industry about 25 years, and I was in the wholesale sales, selling roofing, siding, windows, and NLP. And loved selling the product because it was a product that once I sold it, I never got any callbacks on it for any type of a product failure warranty or anything like that. So it was a product I knew I could sell with confidence. And then an opportunity came up with LP in March of this year where I had a chance to join the team. And as hard of a decision as it was to leave my previous employer, I felt it was the right one with a company that has such a strong presence in the marketplace and has such good warranties and has the best realistic looking wood grain on the product. So to me, I was excited to join LP, and I've been here just a little over 90 days and I'm absolutely loving it.
To be honest though, you wanted tickets to Nashville to go hang out.
Right? Absolutely, dude. Yeah,
who doesn't, right?
Yeah,
who doesn't want to go? Gosh, I haven't been yet. I want to go.
Yeah, Nashville is a great town. I've been fortunate to go there a few times already this year.
I think that this is the beginning of a plan for LP to bring the Polish powerhouse and myself, and we'll bring Ruben too, to Nashville to enjoy the music and the beverages.
Absolutely. I think we can put a plan together for that.
The
with you
sights
guys.
And the sounds of Nashville. No, that's cool. And you guys used to be the head sponsor, the
Titans.
Name on the stadium down there too, right?
Correct. We were.
No more though, right?
We are not anymore.
Where'd you take that money? What'd you guys spend that on? No comment.
R&D. Silence
you R&D.
Right. Yeah. Leave it to me.
Those are for the higher ups.
Throw you for a loop. Yeah. So no, but we enjoy installing your product. We enjoy educating homeowners about it. And we like beating the competition too. A lot of our competition walks in with fiber cement, with other inferior products, or just really think that people aren't going to maybe take the step up or spend the extra money. It couldn't be further from the truth. You explain to people the value of it, and they go for it, and they usually do what's right for their home.
Yeah, we've never had a customer say, man, I really regret doing that.
No.
That's never happened. Not even remotely close. So.
No.
And my question for you is, given that there are so many storms and different opportunities for you guys to side new homes, does this come up quite often? About the upgrade?
Upgrading, yep.
Yeah, because they got a golden ticket, right?
Yeah, we get options with what we call the Minnesota mullet. So it'd be like LP and, you know, decorative shakes, things on the front, and then vinyl on the three sides. Or in some cases, upgrading the whole entire house to LP Smart Side.
You know what, guys? The best shows end very quickly. I say it a lot, so we got to get contact.